105 Drive with Julian Clover.
At Cambridge 105, community radio in your city, it's time to welcome my guest to the station. His name is Joe Tofts, and I first met Joe at a friend's house, and I later heard him play in front of the Cambridgeshire Nanny of the Year Awards. Now, don't ask. He's here to play for us too. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming in. Those Nanny Awards were quite strange, really. It was.
For good experience, really.
Very enjoyable, actually, as well. Well put together. So we're not going to talk about nannying. We're going to talk about music, and you're going to start with a song for us. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a song I wrote. It's called "What Do I Do?" So I wrote it about a year ago.
Okay, off we go.
Sitting home alone, we're talking on the phone, both the last to say, but the words get in our way. Staying up all night, gonna make it right. Throw away your fears, now dry up all your tears. What do I do when you're crying? What do I say and make the pain go away? I'll whisper into your ear, I'll make it all okay. Wish that we could start again, instead of arguing. All the pain and sorrow, let's start off tomorrow. Everything that was said, let's put it to the back of our heads. It's the words that you said that made me go away. What do I do when you're crying? What do I say and make the pain go away? I'll whisper into your ear. Is probably too late to make it right. Wish I could make you see the light. You and me need to be. Oh. What do I do when you're crying? What do I say and make the pain go away? Into your ear, I'll make it all okay.
That was very good. Thank you very much indeed. Now, how that one you wrote a year or so ago?
Yeah.
How many songs do you write? I guess in the course of a year.
Well, I was gonna put loads up on YouTube, and it's really. But I always write like a lot, but I never. It's hard to finish them.
So you kind of, you know, a whole collection of unfinished symphonies.
Yeah, I've got loads just, like, somewhere in the house, like, in a folder just, which haven't been finished yet, which I really want to release. But.
So what kind of happens with the thought process, if you like? You know, you're on the bus or, I don't know, heading home or... What happens? Where do you think of the songs and what gives you the inspiration?
Alone, you know, just in my bedroom, just playing guitar and it just comes to me. So why didn't
you finish them?
I'm not sure. There's always that one little bit I just need to.
You want that flourish or the key change or the.
Yeah, there's always a line as well. It's usually just a line which I can't think of, but yeah.
A tricky one. Yeah. So where do you play other than Nanny Awards?
well, I've got a gig coming up soon in the Newport Social Club. That's on the 31st of May, and then. That's what I've got so far. Then hopefully some people have been talking about booking me for gigs, so hopefully that'll happen, which will be exciting.
So what's the kind of, you know, how did you get into to music in the first place? Do you have a musical family?
Yeah, Dad's really musical. We've been playing music for ages. But
I'm told that Dad used to play with Ezio at one point.
Yeah, he used to play with Ezio, so that's pretty cool if I can, like, his band with him. Yeah. And then my sister also is musical, but she's, like, really good at guitar and singing, so I sort of just, you know, joined in with them and ended up really liking it.
Mm. So. And these days, the musical influences, is there any artist in particular who you look to?
Matt Cardle, I really like. Also, like, Ollie Murs and Ed Sheeran.
Now, that's interesting. That's pretty much Ed Sheeran's sort of a halfway house. Well, he's gone quite poppy with his latest one.
Yeah.
But Ollie Murs and Matt Cardle, kind of from the... shall we say, the reality end of things.
Yeah.
I don't know, I find it interesting because you get some people in here and they're completely sort of anti X Factor, pop idol, Britain's Got Talent. But here you are and you're happy to say, ah, don't mind, you know, these are good artists.
Yeah, I think just basically X Factor, it could work for you or it can't really. Like One Direction have done really well from it.
Mm.
Just went on it and gave it a shot and they've done really well, so... I think it's a good, like, opportunity, X Factor and all the talent shows, to do something.
Did you think that, it's a silly question perhaps, but do you have to be talented to win a talent show? Or are there other factors which come in, which maybe take musicality away?
I think there are, like, obviously Sam Bailey, who won it last year, she was amazing. She had an amazing voice. But I also think you have, like, remember Rylan, he had something about him. That's that personality, which I always think can get you far on the show.
Emma's nodding in agreement.
Yes, I agree. And I think it was Wenger.
Is he not manager of Arsenal?
There's another one. But again, yeah, you may not sing great, like Jedward as well, but if you've got that, like you said, that personality and something different about you, and if sometimes... you can entertain the audience by not singing that great. Mm.
Like, I guess so, but that's the opposite of what Joe is doing, because here you have somebody who's writing their own songs, they're playing pretty good, and you know, here we are, you know, performing in front of an audience of dozens at least.
Yeah.
You could do another song for us, aren't you?
Yeah. There's no diggity, like slash thrift shop.
Sure to get down, good Lord. Baby got an open hole of a town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, a true play away. I can't get you out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side, pushing fat rise, ain't no surprise. She got tricks in the stash, stalking on the cash, quick when it comes to the dash. But no means average, she told me she's got to have it. Baby, you're perfect 10, wanna get in, can I get down so I can win? I love the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it, bag it up now. I love the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up. I love the way you work it, no diggity, got to bag it, bag it up now. I love the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up. She's got class and style, street knowledge by the pound. Baby, never aqua, you're very low-key on the profile. Catching villains, it's unknown, let me tell you how it goes. Curves the words, spins the verbs, love is a curse, so freak that you heard. Wrong with the fatness, you don't quite know what the half is. You got to pay to play just for sure to bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it, time not strum tight every day. You blow my mind, baby, in time, maybe I can get you in my right. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it, bag it up now. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I got to bag it up.
looking for a come up. This is freaking awesome.
Cambridge 105, community radio in your city. We've been listening to Joe Toft, so I'm going to ask you to do one more song for us, Joe. But where do you see yourself going over the next few years? I presume you're still at school or college.
Yeah, I'm doing my GCSEs. Like, I start on Monday.
Oh dear, what's the first one?
RS exam. So it'll be...
And they're going to get in the way of the singing for a few months, do you think?
No, I'll make time, always make time for it. But no, it'll be...
Which school do you go to?
Linton. Village College.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then I'm going to do a hairdressing apprenticeship after I've left. So that'll be really good. That's in Sean Hanna at Cambridge.
Okay. So. And music is carrying on, sort of like a, I don't know, subsidiary career? Where do you want to take yourself?
As far as I can go, really. Just want to keep on writing, keep on trying to get gigging, put on songs on YouTube... And just being on the radio like this and everything.
Okay, have you got a YouTube channel or anything?
Yeah.
Or a Facebook page, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's just Joe Toft's Music. That's also my Twitter name as well, at Joe Toft's Music. So that's where you can find all the music I've got.
Okay, that's pretty easy to find. We'll do a podcast of all of this as well. But what's the final song you can do for us?
It's called One Night. I wrote it, I think, end of last year. It's probably my favourite one.
Okay, thanks very much.
I met this girl and now she says she knows how to do it right. So I took her up on the dance floor. She asked me, do I want more? She took me up the stairs and I brushed my fingers through her hair. Now every time I see your face, I just don't feel the same way. It was only for one night, was the best night of my life. Now you're gone, my heart is torn. Why'd you leave me, girl? I guess it's all the drink that had us going. But what about all the love that you were showing? How could I be so weak to fall at your feet so easily? Now every time I see your face, I just don't feel same way. It was only for one night, was the best night of my life. But now you're gone, my heart is torn. Why'd you leave me, girl? I don't know if you can hear me shouting over here from afar. I don't know if you can see me standing over here in the dark. But now you're gone, I'll never know what I do wrong. I'll never know what I do wrong. Now every time I see your face, I just don't feel the same way. It was only for one night, was the best night of my life. But now you're gone, my heart is torn. Why'd you leave me, girl?
Very good, thank you very much, Joe. Do you know Harry Hurst?
Yeah, I know Harry Hurst. Really, really good friends with him.
Ah, that's good. He says, well done, Joe. Knew you'd do well. Using our web player, the message on our message button on our web player at cambridge105.fm. And he's right. Well done, Joe. Thanks very much for coming in. And when's that gig, which you mentioned earlier again?
31st of May. That's at Newport Social Club.
Okay, that's not too far to go. Joe Toffs, thank you very much indeed.
The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you.
So starting off our regular entertainment hour on a Thursday night, in a short while's time, we're going to be having a look at the cinema with Sky Keeble and Hattie Simpson, including that Godzilla competition. Ahead of that, we'll take a look at the latest unsigned chart and the new entry unveiled by Tim Willett last night on the new Music Generator show. It comes from Shotgun Stacey, Bad As Me.
The Unsigned Chart.
You turn me inside out, 'cause you know I look better if you in a lost way. How do you just act better now? Come on, yeah, yeah. And your dark eyes shifting to the left.
Shotgun Stacey, the new entry in the Unsigned Chart this week. The song is called Bad to Me, or sorry, Bad as Me. And Shotgun Stacey comprise of Johnny, who plays drums, Tommy on bass, Daniel on guitar, Sid also on guitar. They describe themselves as a sleaze rock band. Sky is nodding knowingly. And they're from Cambridge. Their influences include Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver. If you need to know more about them, you can look on their Facebook page. Just search for Shotgun Stacey. Time then to count down this week's Unsigned Chart.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
So week number 107 of the Unsigned chart. At number 5, The Staycations and Dearest. 4, Fortunato, Ignite. 3, The Abstracts, track 13. A long run, I think it's probably the longest run on the chart now. 2 is Two Cool Kids, Under Your Breath, which gives us a choice of two songs, which might be at number 1. Is it Tom Lumley, Every Day, or is it the previous number 1 from The Hard Actors? It's The Hard Actors who have gone. The number 1 is Tom Lumley, Every Day.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
Wake up every morning, grab my coat and walk out the door to the place I've always known, the place that's watched me grow. Wave my hand as I walk down the street, seeing the people who believe in me. Go to the pub and see all the locals sat in their chairs, getting very vocal, very vocal. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. Another day spent in the village, in the bars until they finish, never knowing when to leave, giving the barman lots of grief, lots of grief. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day. What if these walls, they just won't move? It's all the same every day.
Number 1 on the Unsigned chart this week, Every Day from Tom Lumley. If you want to vote in the Unsigned chart, terribly easy to do so, terribly, terribly. Go to cambridge105.fm/unsigned chart. You'll see the artists, all 6 of them, 5 songs in the chart, and the new entry you heard at the top of the hour as well. Place your vote, and then Tim will count them all down on Wednesday night as part of the new music generator. The show starts at 7 and the chart gets underway just after 8 o'clock. And if you tune into 105 Drive on Monday night, just after 6, we'll do our chart hour, and we will start that off with an update on the Unsigned chart as it stands. Film and theatre on the way with Sky and Hattie, who's currently stuck in traffic. Hello, Hattie, if you're listening. The answer to Sue, by the way, is yes, it was. It was Ely. Means a lot to anybody who's listened to our daytime podcast, Cambridge105.fm, where also on our website you'll find news about our Eurovision programme, which starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. How will Molly do with Children of the Universe? Will it be 12 points or will it be 0 points? We'll find out. Neil Whiteside, Julie Whiteside and Tim Willett were there to give you the detail.
I've been tired of this thinking, so I've drowned it out by drinking.
Cambridge 105, we're in the middle of the entertainment hour. Hattie is just settling herself into position, and we've got Sky here as well, and we're going to take a look at a couple of movies, and we've got a Godzilla competition as well.
Oh yes, very excited about this.
Where do we start?
We start with Trax. Mia Wasikowska stars in the extraordinary true story of a young woman's epic solo trek through the Australian outback.
Dear sir, I am planning to walk across the Australian desert from Alice Springs to the Indian Ocean, a distance of 2,000 miles. When people ask me why I'm doing it, my usual answer is why not.
Your plan is ridiculous.
Why don't you just shorten the trip?
Tully and I will come with you.
I just want to be by myself.
You must be mad, girlie. You know, that's about 2,000 miles. 6 months of hard walking.
You want to die out there or something?
In 1977, 27-year-old Robin Davidson decides to embark on a 1,700-mile journey across the Australian desert from Alice Springs to the Indian Ocean. She'll be travelling by foot with only four camels and her faithful dog for company. But Robin realises she won't be able to undertake the trip without sponsorship, so she reluctantly accepts a commission from National Geographic magazine to write about her expedition. One of the conditions is that she must be joined at regular intervals by photographer Rick Smolan, played by Adam Driver. This much-lauded film festival favourite is skillfully adapted by Marion Nelson from Robin Davidson's award-winning international bestseller. Directed by John Curran of The Painted Veil fame, it's a hauntingly beautiful account of Davidson's life-changing experience that also explores her inner emotional journey. So if any of you guys have been to see this or any of the other films we talk about, do get in touch 0791 970 490, or email studio@cambridge105.fm. It'd be good to hear your thoughts on this tale of survival.
It looks very well shot.
It does look very well shot. I was kind of thinking of Into the Wild, which was directed by Sean Penn, about individuals who just almost want to go and be a hermit and just disappear from the world, get lost in nature. This one with a slightly, probably more positive and hopeful ending compared to Into the Wild. But
And there's a kind of King's Speech connection as well with this.
King's Speech?
Yes. With Colin Firth.
Colin Firth, is he in it?
No.
No?
Director, producer?
John Curran?
Yes. Well, I don't know if it's him. I can't remember. You know, you're the film expert, not me. That's why you're here.
We're doing well.
check cinema listings if you want to see tracks.
Yeah. Okay, we've got a competition coming up as well, but shall we move on to Brick Mansions?
Yes, this is a remake. The late Paul Walker stars as an undercover cop pursuing a crime lord armed with a neutron bomb in this relentless action thriller.
Jermaine, but he never leaves Brick Mansions, and there's checkpoints everywhere.
You know the routes around them.
Yeah, but then what? You have no intel inside? No eyes?
We have your eyes. Lino Dupree, French-Caribbean expat, spent most of his adult life in Brick Mansions. Knows it like the back of his hand.
So the best idea you could come up with was to send me into the... with a convict as my partner?
Yeah. And you got 10 hours, detective.
What's he locked up for, anyway?
Killed a cop.
Well, that sounds promising then, doesn't it?
You'd think, wouldn't you? In a dystopian near-future Detroit, the decaying ghetto known as Brick Mansions has become so dangerous that the authorities have built a wall around it. The criminals are contained, but now there's a big problem. Violent drug kingpin Tremaine, played by RZA, has acquired a neutron bomb and is holding the city to ransom. Dedicated undercover detective Damien, played by Paul Walker, is assigned the task of averting devastation. Reluctantly, he teams up with fearless and agile ex-con Lino, played by David Bell, whose girlfriend has been kidnapped by the evil Tremaine. Paul Walker's last completed feature is a palm-moistening... I hate that one word. Why they use that as an adjective, I don't know. A high-energy remake of the French action classic District 13, co-scripted by The Transporter and Taken writer Luc Besson. As in the original film, Parkour co-founder David Bell...
Parkour,
is it?
Yeah.
David Bell contributes...
As in Parkour Piece?
I see what you did there.
No, thank you.
I'm not quite sure what parkour is. Is it
parkour.
Like parkour?
Parkour.
Okay.
Parkour. It's running and jumping off buildings and objects and stuff.
Oh, so it's like free running. It's a free
running.
Yeah,
basically it's free running.
Okay. So I think the original film came out in 2004, 2008. So it's been a few years. I wouldn't call it a classic, but it's this is just a straight up action film, probably. The story you've probably all heard before, but it's a buddy cop con film, and
Paul Walker's last movie, of course.
Yeah,
well, pre-last.
Oh, there's another one. Is there in the can as well?
Fast and Furious. Okay. He filmed about half of it, and his brothers are helping to recreate his last scenes that they didn't finish filming.
So. Okay, so that's sort of good. I'm just wondering. I don't know.
It'll be an
strange.
Interesting one. I hope it doesn't end up like Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus after Heath Ledger died and they brought in everybody else to play his role. I mean, that was a rubbish film anyway, but, you know.
I imagine more people will turn out just out of, you know, wanting to see Paul Walker in his one of his last films more than the film itself. But if it interests you, then go check it out. It's on tonight at Cineworld at 7:20, so you might just catch it. Rated a 15, and that's Brick Mansions for you.
Okay, competition on the way. A chance to win a bucket load of dinosaur goodies. See what I did there? And some tickets to see the Godzilla movie at Cineworld as well. We're looking at film and theatre. Got some theatre on the way. Hattie will bring us that.
Yeah.
But first, film. And we have a Godzilla competition.
Yes, it's the striding behemoth. He's back. And it's competition time on the Entertainment Anne. We've got some awesome prizes to give away for the release. And it's out on the 15th of May. An epic rebirth of Toho's iconic Godzilla. This spectacular adventure from Warner Brothers Pictures and Legendary Pictures pits the world's most famous monster against malevolent creatures who bolstered by humanity's scientific arrogance threaten our very existence. So including the merchandise, you also get two tickets courtesy of Cineworld to see the film or any other film should you choose to, but I would recommend this one. All you have to do is answer this question. Bryan Cranston, we love him, who plays Joe Brody in Godzilla, is best known for the role of Walter White, a terminally ill high school teacher turned meth producer and dealer in this critically lauded television series that ran for 5 seasons. Name the series.
And I can do that.
Hey.
I could also give a clue.
Would that be cheating?
Well, I don't know. The series was dumped by Channel 5 after about season 2 because nobody was watching it.
Yeah, and then everybody picked it up.
Nobody claims to. It's one of these shows, you know, everybody claims to watch it, but I don't believe them. Anyway, sorry.
For the chance to win, you can text us on 07919070490. But you do have to include details, don't you?
DJ School, as Mr. Whiteside would tell you, you're mixing your O's and your zeros.
Oh, I am,
07919070490.
Ah, yes. Beg your pardon. Or you can email studio at cambridge105.fm, but do include your full phone number, because obviously...
Yep, need to get the stuff for you. So what's the question again?
It's Bryan Cranston, who plays Joe Brody in Godzilla, is best known for the role of Walter White, the terminally ill high school teacher turned meth producer and dealer in the critically lauded television series that ran for 5 seasons. Name the series. That's the official question there.
Yeah. No clues or interruptions from me on that. Okay, we'll run that until this time next week, and we'll see what happens as a result of all of that. Best of luck. Yes, I think you probably do know the answer. Do we all know the answer here? Don't say it.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
Midsummer
you do,
murders,
but in front of you.
It?
Sorry?
Midsummer Murders.
No, I confuse people with that. Cambridge 105, the Entertainment Hour through until 7 o'clock. I love this sort of talking, which you and sort of like a signing was going on between you and Sky during the travel.
We were trying to say water beach to each other, like, because there's problems on the A14.
Yeah.
So we'll avoid the A14 by going through water beach. But we both have very different ways of signing water beach to each other. So it got quite animated. I apologise for distracting you.
No, that's fine. It's times like this I kind of want a webcam in. Other times, no thank you. Right, on to theatre.
Yes, so this week we're going to start at the ADC Theatre. What a surprise. This week's main show is The Tempest by William Shakespeare, that familiar playwright.
I thought you were going to say it's your favourite book, you love it.
Actually, The Tempest is my least favourite Shakespeare, but I'm really excited for this production because it's being put together by CUADC, Cambridge University Amateur Dramatics Club, and they are fantastic. They've been releasing loads of videos over the past week of they've erected a massive ship on the stage.
We could have played you a clip, couldn't we?
We could have done, yes, sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yes, they've constructed this enormous shipwreck on stage, and they've put together a time-lapse video of that. There's loads of previews with press and interviews and stuff. It's all brilliant, and it's really exciting to see it all coming together. So if you're not that familiar with The Tempest, Prospero was the central character, played by the ever-fantastic Joey Akabesi. So his unchallenged reign over the island has continued for over a decade, but the washing up of a boat carrying Italian noblemen onto its shores looks to challenge that. With the help of his magical servant Ariel, he hopes to protect himself and his daughter from the aims of the new arrivals by casting spells and illusions against them, turning them on each other. The young, handsome Ferdinand, part of the shipwrecked cohort, knows he wants to marry Prospero's daughter from the first time he lays his eyes on her. Wow. And is blind to Prospero's disdain. The battle of love, magic and truth grows from peaceful beginnings into a storm of its own, raging through the island. Magical music and romance abound. Magic and music.
Okay, sorry, I've been magical mystery tour for a moment.
So basically, it's going to be really good. I'm really excited to see it. We're off to see it tonight. So it's running until Saturday evening at 7:45. Tickets are £14 for adults, £11 concessions. Go and see it tomorrow night. Celebrate my birthday.
Hey. It's your birthday tomorrow.
It is my birthday tomorrow, yeah. It's such a non-birthday as well. It's like, I'm not really paying attention to it.
Okay.
Anyway, back to theatre. So, yeah, you can get your tickets from the ADC box office on Park Street by calling the box office.
On?
Oh, no.
Change jobs.
I can't remember.
01223.
01223. Oh my gosh, 300085. There we go. I'm really sorry.
Very good.
I don't work there anymore, can you tell?
Not by that review, I couldn't.
But yeah, so we're very excited to see it. It's going to be fantastic. So also around at the ADC this week, the late show running until Saturday at 11 o'clock in the evening. Is the Harry Potter Prize winner 2014 titled Stiff. So the Harry Potter Prize was set up in 2003 in honour of the late Dr. Harry Potter, who was the Cambridge Footlights long-term senior archivist. So they sort of put the show on. It wins the prize and they put it on. It's normally a one-hour comedy play. So this has been around the theatre before as a workshop. Or sort of a reading type piece, and it's a modern melodrama in a graveyard at night. Frank and Charlie are burying a body, and when the night is through, they can collect their money and all will be well. As the evening spirals out of control, the pair find themselves on a landfill site with a corpse to get rid of. Oh, setting the scene.
Oh, no, I can imagine them going from skip to skip, saying, no, that one's gardening, no, that one's electrical items, where's the one for corpses? And because it's late, there's nobody to ask.
Well, the possibilities are endless for this. So
it brings a whole new light when you go to Milton.
So yes, you can grab tickets. They're £7 and £6, runs until this Saturday evening, Saturday the 10th of May at 11 o'clock. See that for my birthday as well. Oh,
that's amazing. Celebration across Cambridge.
Over at the Corpus Playroom this week is Trojan Women. Again, running until Saturday evening. Troy has fallen, and the wives and daughters of the fallen Trojans wait in the ashes to be told their fate. Through what happens to them, we discover the violence and chaos that follows conflict, where the overall victims are so often women. So this will be, again, quite an interesting one. Very good cast. Tickets are £7 and £6, and this one starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. Again, you can grab your tickets from the ADC box office, but it's on at the Corpus Playroom. So yeah, that's going to be a good one. Around the corner from the Corpus Playroom, though, is the Cambridge Arts Theatre. Oh, so many links.
This is good.
Playing at the Arts Theatre this week is Things We Do For Love, written by Alan Akeborn and starring Natalie Imbruglia.
Imbruglia?
Imbruglia. Mm. Imbruglia. She used to be in Neighbours.
She did. She was always
she used to be a singer.
She used to be a singer. Yeah, we've probably got her.
She was also in Johnny English as well.
She was, wasn't she? Yes, she's been in all sorts of great bits and pieces. In Southwest London, Barbara Elegant and Glacial, apparently, lives in immaculate order on the middle floor of her converted house. Downstairs, lovelorn postman and part-time plumber Gilbert has created a shrine to his landlady. Upstairs, the flat is empty, a perfect bolt hole for Nikki, Barbara's old school friend, and her fiancé, Hamish. Unfortunately, Hamish is everything that Barbara despises. Bearded, Scottish, and vegetarian. I take offence at one of those. I'll leave you to guess which. And Hamish takes an instant dislike to the ever-intolerant Barbara, a hostility which hides deeper feelings. This bedroom farce soon develops into something more complex as the two diversaries fall head over heels in lust. This is the UK's greatest living playwright at the peak of his art, making hilarity and ingenuity from the things we do for love.
So she's torn, then? Oh, sorry. Sorry, had to chuck
this. That's good. I'm enjoying this. That's good. So just delete that song. I won't play that next time.
So this runs until this Saturday evening again. See this one for my birthday as well. Oh, everybody go to the theatre this Friday. So it starts at 7:45 and there's a matinee on Saturday at 2:30. Tickets are available from the Cambridge Arts Theatre. You can book online or from the box office on 01223 503 333. Also around Cambridge.
So much on.
Oh my gosh, I'm just teasing you now. at the Junction, down on the Leisure Park, is the Jest a Laugh Comedy Club for May, on Friday the 9th of May. Oh my gosh.
Seeing a pattern.
This is on at J2 at the Cambridge Junction, starting at 8:30. Tickets are £13. Jest a Laugh Comedy Club presents comedy nights of unrivaled laughter and fun. So it should be great.
It should be good.
they're always really fun. There's a great atmosphere. They usually fill out, but there's a few tickets left for this one. So grab them while you can and check out some great comedians, including Rob Rouse, Stefano Paolini, Hayley Ellis, and John Mann. I hope I pronounced all their names right.
John Mann might have been questionable, but the others sounded fine.
And also tomorrow evening, if music is more your thing, there's The Rifles, also down at Cambridge Junction in J1. Tickets are £16 and the doors open at 7 o'clock. You can get tickets for both of those on the Cambridge Junction website, junction.co.uk, or at the box office, which is open 10 till 6, on the number 01223 511 511.
You'll have that off by heart soon.
I will, yeah. Soon, I promise. So I think that's probably a good roundup. In the next couple of weeks, I'll start introducing you to Night Watch at Cambridge Junction, which
sounds
will be
exciting.
Really fun. It's a non-stop 24-hour festival of new performance at Cambridge Junction on Saturday the 14th to the 15th of June. # noon till noon. It's 24 hours. You can get tickets for the first 12 or the second 12. There'll be a crash out pit so that you can go and sleep. I believe it's bring your own sleeping bag. Food, great performance. So it'll be a really fun night. It'll be very exciting.
And day.
That's good.
So, culture!
I'm still concerned about the panic buying of birthday cards. Hattie, thank you very much.
Thank you, Julian.
What's the Natalie Imbruglia one called again?
Torn?
Yeah.
No, not the song. Oh. What's the play?
All right. that one is called Things We Do For Love.
Ah, very good. Here's 10cc. That's what it's called.
Too many lonely songs. like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go, when you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. Well, after all, it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 10cc, the things we do for love.
Like that.
Yeah, me too. Work quite well as well. It's Cambridge 105. It's 6:54. Ben and Ivan are next door getting ready for Sonic Delights. They'll be with you between 7 and 9 tonight. And then EJ is here letting the geek out. And between 10 and 1, it's Renegade Rock. We'll do the weather and all that sort of stuff before we wrap up and bring you the 7 o'clock news. But Emma, you're not going to be here next week. And why is that? Because it's interesting.
Because
why?
Because I'm in a play at the Bamford Theatre called An Evening of Molière. And it's basically two shows by Molière. So two shows combined in one.
Are you in both of them or just the one?
Just the one. Well, yeah, kind of integrated, so I can't really tell you which one I'm in. But yes, really excited. So
is it all week or...?
It's just on Thursday, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so
week.
Like half a week run.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure that Hattie will fill us in on the detail for that one next week. A podcast, I mentioned the podcast, that'll be available shortly at cambridge105.fm if you want to hear it all over again. And of course, 105 Drive interviews, like a whole load of other shows from Cambridge 105, can also be found on iTunes and on TuneIn. Just search for the particular show you're looking for. If it's there, it'll spring up, or maybe just tap in Cambridge 105.